Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Mix. Well, I know that I am because we made it all the way to the weekend and it's Friday.
Friday, Mother Effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
And it's an MXPX weekend.
So are they at the Showbox tonight and tomorrow night?
No, tomorrow.
Just tomorrow night.
They're in Vancouver tonight.
Vancouver tonight.
Yeah. Not Vancouver, Washington, I'd imagine. Yeah. Oh, that'd be hilarious. But yeah, tomorrow, Danny and I are going to be there. You've said you were going to come with us, but you found other reasons not to be there. So, yeah. Wow, guys.
Let's get to our contestant.
Boys night
it's
out.
It's Jesse from Burlington. Jesse, are you there?
I am. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jesse. Now, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Jesse has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
IHOP stands for International House of what?
Pancakes.
Correct. In what mid-90s year was eBay founded?
95.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler.
Correct. How many U.S. states have new in their name?
4.
Yes. How many main categories of colorblindness are there?
2?
No.
3, 4.
Yes, 3. In the Jungle Book, what type of animals originally raised Mowgli?
Panthers.
No.
Monkeys.
No.
Bears.
No. On which continent will you find the tallest volcano above sea level?
Asia.
No.
Europe.
No.
Africa.
No. What do you call the generation born between 1946 and 1964?
Boomers?
Yes. 26.2 miles is better known as what?
marathon?
Yes. Which is the oldest planet in our solar system?
Mercury.
No, but we got you down for 7, which is a fabulous score, Jesse.
Thank you very much.
You are most welcome, my friend.
Here comes Steve.
Hi.
I like that you waved. That was cute.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
Yeah!
IHOP stands for International House of what?
Pancakes.
Yes. In what mid-90s year was eBay founded?
Mid-90s. 94.
No.
95.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler.
Correct. How many U.S. states have new in their name?
3?
No.
2?
No.
4?
Yes. Huh. How many main categories of colorblindness are there?
1.
No.
2?
No.
3?
Yes. In the Jungle Book, what type of animals originally raised Mowgli?
Wolves.
Yes. On which continent will you find the tallest volcano above sea level?
I'm going to go with Asia.
No.
Africa.
No.
North America.
No. What do you call the generation born between 1946 and 1964?
Boomers.
Yeah. 26.2 miles is better known as what?
A mile? A marathon.
Yes. What is the oldest planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Tavern.
It would not be.
Oh. It does. It looks very young, actually. Jupiter.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I get distracted
Steve.
By Uranus.
With that, you got a score of 9, and that is a win. 9-7. Oh. Sorry, Jesse.
That's all right. Well done. What was the answer to the planet one?
It was Jupiter.
Jupiter. Gotcha. All right. Well, I'll get you next time, Mig.
Next time, man. Have a great weekend. So it's New York, New Hampshire, New Jersey.
And New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Where Danny's from. Yeah. And the continent where you'll find the tallest volcano above sea level is South America.
South America.
Yeah, neither of you guys got that one right. But congratulations on a big victory, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so excited for the return of Live Night. It's one of our favorite events on the KISW calendar. And this year, the theme is yachty and naughty. So think, you know, yacht rock and the like. And yeah. That's what the band's going to be playing live in front of the audience. Our show is going to be live. The men's room will be completely live. We'll have Foley artists to do all the sound effects live. Not one single element is pre-recorded.
Barbershop Quartet's going to be there as well. And they've got some epic plans with those guys. Like, it's something where you're going to want to be there. That's going to involve our show, their show. The Barbershop Quartet's going to be a blast.
Live Night presented by Pinky's Plumbing is on sale now. And space is limited, so grab your tickets at KISW.com. Now that the weekend is finally here, for many of us, that means some much-earned downtime where you can plop yourself down on the couch and watch a little TV. But what should you be watching? We have some suggestions for you. So, Steve Miggs, tell us what you're watching.
We watched a movie, and we saw the entire thing, and that movie is The Naked Gun, the new one.
Once you kill a man for revenge, there's no going back. A voice in your head saying over and over, "That was awesome."
Who are you?
Drebin. Detective Frank Drebin. Police squad. The new version.
And it is the new version.
So how did it stack up to the old version?
It's just as dumb as the old version. It's just as ridiculous as the old version. The only bummer is I was like, oh, there's some great funny things. I don't want to ruin it for anyone. I rewatched the trailer. All the funniest things are in the trailer. So take that what you will. You might lose a couple brain cells watching it. But I was shocked. My wife, who I thought was going to hate this and fall asleep before it even started, ended up watching the whole movie with me. I'm like, wait, you stood up for this movie? She's like, it wasn't good, but it was very entertaining.
She was invested.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
I love that.
It's reminds you of the old slapstick films. You know, and I'm like, there's not a lot of those these days. So it was fun to see that. And also, I love Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Pam Anderson's pretty fun in it.
I know they're not really necessarily together anymore, but was there the on-screen chemistry?
I didn't really know. I mean, they were fine together. There's a funny scene where it looks like she's doing a certain deed to him.
Ooh.
But it turns out she wasn't. She was just cleaning the oven.
Of course.
Again, I'm not ruining it because this is in the trailer. I was like, every funny part. I was like, oh, this was funny. And then I rewatched the trailer. I'm like, yeah, they basically, it's the greatest hits of the film. So if you don't want to watch the movie, watch the trailer and you pretty much see all the good stuff.
It's like Cliff Notes.
Yeah. What about you there, T-Dog? What are you watching?
I am watching a show called Pluribus.
Rest assured, Carol, we will figure out what makes you different.
Figure it out, why?
So you can join us.
What the f***? If I asked right now, would you give me a hand grenade?
Yes.
What about a bazooka?
Mm-hmm.
What about a tank?
Oh, sure.
What drugs are you on and what the hell is this show?
Well, it's from the creator of Breaking Bad, okay. Vince Gilligan. So I was like, I'm on board for this. Had no idea what it was about. It's this post-apocalyptic show where Carol, played by Rhea Seehorn, who was Kim Wexler in Better Call Saul, she is one of 11 people on planet Earth who has not had their brain taken over by some radioactive alien activity. And every other person on the planet shares the same thoughts, memories, knowledge as everybody else who's been taken over.
Yes, she is on drugs.
100% on
you guys,
drugs.
I'm telling you, the first two episodes are a little weird, but I'm on like episode 4 now, and I am fully into it.
Where can we watch this?
It is on Apple Plus? Apple TV? Apple TV.
Crap. I just canceled my Apple. I had it, but now I realize we only had it for Snoopy, and now Christmas is over, so I was like, we could take a break from this crap.
Well, wait till they hit you up and say, hey, Steve, we have a discount for you if you sign back up for Apple TV.
All right, well, if I'm on like some hallucinogenic, maybe I'll just sign back up for Apple so I can watch. It sounds trippy.
It is very trippy. Danny, what are you watching?
Evil Influencer, the Jody Hildebrand story.
He rang my doorbell and asked me to call the police.
Does he seem to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol?
I don't think so, but he has duct taped around each ankle.
What the hell are you watching with your free time?
You know.
Do you watch anything fun, lighthearted?
No, not really.
No.
No.
I saw this on Netflix, so I'm like, oh, this could be interesting. I thought it was about like social media influencers.
Yeah, no.
And then I read the description. I'm like, yeah, this is definitely not something we can watch.
Definitely about like a therapist in Utah. Well, therapist, I put that in quotes, who like teamed up with a YouTuber and manipulated everyone around them to like leave their husbands. That's all to do with like the Mormon faith. And then they end up abusing children convincing them to abuse children. And yeah. It's crazy.
I'm one of those people. I've seen this as well, and I recommend that Danny watch it because I know he likes dark things like I do. But anytime there's a cult documentary, I'm like,
yeah,
I got to see this. But this one is kind of a rough watch.
This is an instance where you two are just so different than me. When I sit down on the couch and I want to watch a show, I'm looking for anything that's going to just make me not have to think and also put me maybe in a decent mood, like The Naked Gun.
Sure.
So no silly slapstick moments in this one?
No, not really.
Zero.
Zero.
Is the kid okay?
Yeah.
Physically? Yeah, yes. Physically. Mentally?
Who knows?
Probably
oh
not.
My gosh.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to select something from our rock shop for free 99? If you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus, an item of your choice could be yours. So call 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for the chance to win an item of your choice from the KISW Rock Shop. It could be a flannel. It could be a hoodie. It could be a hat. The choice is yours if you win the game. And it's Tony from Bremerton playing this morning. What's up, Tony?
What's up, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
We're going to spin the wheel to see if you're playing with Steve or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on, Taryn? Will it be you? Will it be me? Right now it's leaning towards me, but will it stay there? Yes, it will. Let's go, Tony. Let's win you that prize.
All right, on.
All right, Tony, this is your clip.
That'd be Numb by Linkin Park.
Easy. Crushed it.
Tony's been studying all week. He's ready for this moment.
Such an underrated.
These guys in I actually saw them in concert.
Did you see them the last time at Climate Pledge?
No, I saw them in Connecticut a long time ago. They performed with Jay-Z.
Fun. Oh,
did they end up doing a collaboration on stage with him? Because I know that there's that EP that's amazing.
Yeah, they did. It was like, oh, man, I forgot what year this was, but yeah, my mom took me.
Cool mom points.
Yeah, my mom sent me to my room. Your mom sent you to a Jay-Z Linkin Park show. That's pretty awesome.
All right, Tony, you did very well with your clip, and now it's time for Steve's.
My old bandmates and Stone Temple Pilots. Is that the one that's the Interstate Love song?
You don't even know your own song?
Yeah, you know. We just give nicknames to everything. On the set list, it just says I-5.
Tony, congratulations. You get to pick out something from the Rock Shop. Have you had a chance to peruse the offerings?
I did. I follow you guys on social media, so I got to see it. I dig the hoodie. So
nice.
I need a new hoodie.
Can't go wrong with a hoodie around this time of the year.
No, can't go wrong.
Congrats, Tony. You rock. Have a great weekend, my friend.
And fun
thank you so much, guys. Love your guys' show.
Dude, thank you, man. Appreciate you. And fun fact about Abe Lucas of the Seahawks, we learned earlier this morning, one of the first songs he ever learned on the guitar was a Stone Temple Pilots song.
He rocks.
He does.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. And we've already been getting texts from people that are wondering if I actually did what I said I was going to do yesterday.
The googly eyes?
Yes. Applying the googly eyes to, I'll just say my no-no zone.
Your googly parts.
And see what my husband thought of it. So I did it, and I'm going to let you hear what he thought about it. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters.
Hey, this is one of the other songs that Abe Lucas learned.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we're checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. So call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. Earlier this morning, we were talking about our claim to fame.
Yes.
And Pogi from Tacoma was on with us and actually shared the time that he was featured in. Was it a news station that was talking about the new curfew being put out?
Yeah. So my wife had just taken our kid to school, dropped him off, and was on her way back home. And she heard that, and she called me, and she's like, funny story, her and her friend were actually the first two to be arrested for said curfew.
It's a wow. How much trouble did they end up getting by being arrested? Did they get fined, or what happened with that?
They just got taken home in the cop car, but nice. You know, their parents got told, and you know, so I mean, it wasn't a lot, but they were the first ones, and then apparently that was written up in the Tacoma News Tribune.
These are a very famous couple.
Yeah, like real troublemakers.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. Jimmy Sharp, you're in Olympia this morning. What was your claim to fame?
Well, I had a couple, but we only have time for one. So it was being in a Guitar Tab booklet with presidents of the United States of America for the album Freaked Out and Small.
How did you manage that?
Well, I used to volunteer for Jam Pack to register people to vote. So I went to Pain in the Grass. I think it was a subset show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 99. And Angel Combs, who was the executive director of Jam Pack, got me backstage. So I got a picture with Kim Thayil from Soundgarden and the band, the Presidents. And then a year after that, they put out Freaked Out and Small release party at the Tower Records across the street from the Space Needle. So I brought the photo so they could sign it. And Chris Ballew saw it and asked if he could keep it. So I said, sure, keep it. And then a year after that, I'm up at Western going to college to be a teacher. And one of my first online orders ever was the Freaked Out and Small Guitar Tab booklet. And it came in the mail. And when I opened it up, I'm reading it. And just about fell out of my chair when I got to page 61 and that photo was in there.
Apparently, if only it was 8 pages further in.
Oh my God.
That's cool.
That's so cool.
I feel like the story of the Presidents of the USA should one day be made into like some kind of a documentary or just like a cool like YouTube piece or something along those lines. Because it's like, I feel like that's the band that should have never become huge because they were just like a silly band. They changed their name all the time. It was just a couple buddies jamming. And then they became a massive success for a few years.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We're checking in with the Rockaholics.
Speaking of fascinating, a lot of people are texting in wanting to know, did Taryn Daly actually put the googly eyes on her you-know-what ski? And how did Brad react to it?
We're going to share the audio that I grabbed.
All right. So I haven't listened to it. So explain, what did you do? Because it all stemmed from a conversation we had yesterday about a stripper who put googly eyes in that area at the Acropolis.
Well, we actually got some googly eyes for Christmas. So I was like, oh, I can do this at home and punk my husband.
See, I have googly eyes at my house. Never once did I think, I should do this and show it to Sid. That'd be weird.
So I went into the bathroom with the googly eyes, and I'm trying so hard not to laugh as I'm strategically placing them, that I closed the bathroom door and I'm hoping, oh my God, please don't let Brad hear me giggling in here like an idiot because of what I'm about to do.
What size googly eyes did you go with?
I went with the biggest ones I could find.
Goodness gracious. So you put it where, like, you know, kind of like that area.
Yep.
And then showed it to Brad.
Why didn't you show it? Oh, yes, I did show it to him.
Did you like have any like, hey, check this out? Or did you just like walk out of the bathroom?
I let him be. Well, it's so personal now.
Well, I'm sorry. Just want a little backstory.
It was.
You guys are being romantic?
I think they got sexy time, Steve. I think that's what she's trying to say.
Wait, so you waited till you were going to be romantic and figured that he would just be surprised by the googly eyes?
Yes.
Were the lights on?
I mean, it was like the middle of the day, so it was bright, but I didn't say anything. So as we're, you know, working up to the big reveal, I'm trying so hard not to laugh. And then he discovered my secret. And this is the audio that I collected.
Brad Cash, what did you think of the googly eye surprise?
Oh, boy. It doesn't compare to the one Nolan pulled on us.
Wait a second. If Nolan's your brother, why are you to me? What is happening?
Why are you bringing my brother into this? We went to a cabin trip, and my brother put googly eyes on every single piece of fruit, every vegetable, every carton, every condiment in the refrigerator. And
did he put it on an eggplant?
No.
Okay.
A couple times, but putting googly eyes on all the fruit and vegetables in the refrigerator, I thought that was pretty good.
That was a very good googly eye trick.
Yeah.
When you first saw the googly eyes, what was your first thought?
Well, my first thought upon hearing the story, and then the first part about like seeing the googly eyes today.
Brad sounds very relaxed.
He was.
I can imagine.
Seeing the googly eyes today, those are two different reactions.
Well, what was your personal reaction to the first encounter with the googly eyes?
That you and Nolan are from the same tree.
Oh, my God. And then what's your reaction with the story?
I would have taken a double look at those eyes to make sure that's what they were with eyes.
Oh, yeah, if you didn't know.
Yeah, if you're at the Acropolis and you see googly eyes.
You might be thinking, oh, boy.
Make sure it wasn't a growth.
Something was moving around down there. Scared of the light, I don't know.
Well, thank you for participating in my experiment.
Well, it was a fun afternoon.
I have one last question. How do I ask this question?
I don't know.
Did the googly eye stay on?
No, I took them off.
You should have left them on. I mean, when you said you were going to do it, I didn't think you were going to do it.
It was the funniest thing I've done in the privacy of my bedroom in a very long time.
Yeah, I bet.
So, Steve, let's you and me this weekend.
Challenge is yours, night, guys.
We'll be at MXPX at the Showbox. Dude, it's going to come a point where both of us are going to hit the bathroom. We'll be standing next to each other at the urinal. I'll be like, Danny, check this out.
I'm out.
And you know what? I am too.
The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, yeah. Antics. That's what we're all about, especially on Live Night presented by Pinky's Plumbing. And the date is set for February 13th, which is a Friday night at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. Steve, I know you got a peek at the new ballroom.
Oh, yeah, it has googly eyes on it.
Yes, it sure does.
No, it's awesome.
It really is. And we're going to be putting on Live Night in the new space. It's the livest live that has ever lived.
Yes, it's going to be a great time.
Get your tickets at KISW.com to see the Daily Mix Show, the men's room, all the sound effects, all the music, everything performed live on stage in front of the audience that you could be in. In honor of our Seattle Seahawks and many sports teams having a tradition of giving out a game ball to the player of the game, we've decided to do the same with our show.
Yeah, just like Mike McDonald the last game.
Everybody is getting a game ball. Okay?
Everyone's getting a game ball.
And we're going to give out a player of the game morning ball, I guess, this morning.
Smooth like butter, Taryn. You're about as smooth as I am when I try to explain
this morning's
things.
Player of the game ball. And who is it going to, Steve?
There was a couple people in contention, including Abe Lucas from our Seattle Seahawks. I thought he might deserve the game ball, but nobody deserves the game ball more than our friend Trevor, who listens to the show, got dimed out by his sister because he didn't go to Christmas. And apparently some drama between the two, right?
Yes.
Some bad drama. And then his sister was so annoyed with him that she ended up cursing him out. And we have that moment. So the game ball goes to rockaholic Trevor. And here's how it sounded. Smooth like butter.
And yeah, I didn't go to Christmas. But Tracy, it is so lame that you're using Jake to guilt me. I love my nephew, but listen, let's be honest. He barely freaking looks up from that Nintendo Switch when he's
okay.
around.
Oh, boy.
I don't think he cares at all if I'm a part of his life, okay? I think it's a little nuts that you're calling my favorite radio station to reach out to me, okay? That's a little bit psycho behavior, and I think that's why you're not married anymore.
Ooh. How dare you say that?
The other side of the story, okay?
You know what? Off, Trevor.
Hold on, did you get that? Danny, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Everybody is getting a game ball, okay?
Including Trevor.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you're looking for something to keep you warm this season, look no further than the Rock Shop at KISW.com. We have just unveiled the brand new Rock Beanie, available while supplies last, and it'll keep your noggin nice and toasty.
You know what?
Bob,
Trevor.
Hold on.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And I am trying to make sense of what's going on at the University of Washington. For once, your Cougars are not in the news for doing something completely ridiculous. It's the University of Washington Huskies. And it's not really the team. It's their quarterback. So what, Damond Williams, like right around in the early part of the year, of this new year, he signed his... I don't even understand how college works anymore. It's like he basically signed a deal saying he's staying with the Huskies. Then a few days later, he says, I'm going into the transfer portal, and I'm looking to go to a different college. And they're like, well, you already signed your contract. That's just, you know, maybe he didn't learn that in college at the University of Washington, but you can't just sign a contract and then decide, you know what, no, contract doesn't matter anymore. So then there's all this stuff going on. And it was yesterday he put out a press release, and the team put out a press release as well saying, you know what, change my mind. I'm going to stay at the University of Washington. His agent's no longer with him, but his agent is also the agent for the coach of the University of Washington. It just sounds like a giant cluster.
And I already burned my jersey and everything.
Oh, did Darn you? It. I didn't know you even had it. What number is DeMond Williams?
No idea.
And now, how does that work? I mean, I can't imagine teammates are probably like, yeah, I get it. You're just trying to make dudes. Oh, maybe not. Maybe they're going to be like, who the hell are you, man? You're our leader, and you were trying to leave us, and now you're only staying because you contractually said you have to stay.
They don't look up to him anymore. They don't.
I'm disappointed in this man.
Blue Star Cafe and Pub in Wallingford. Have you ever been there?
Don't know if I have or haven't.
They have like the greatest Bloody Marys ever. And they're closing on February 1st due to rising costs and some lease issues they've been dealing with. And it ends in a multi-generational family. It's ending this multi-generational family business. It's been around for so long. The owner is Wendy Morales, and she has been thanking the community, hinted that she's planning a different hospitality venture next, so we can maybe follow along and what will be coming up with her career. But man, they honestly had an Eggs Benedict that changed my life.
They also have breakfast shots.
They have the best breakfast, I swear. We need to go before February 1st.
Dude, yeah, you're right. First of all, their Bloody Mary looks amazing.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'd never heard of a thing called breakfast shots. Now I'm not as much of a drinker as my two alcoholic friends here. Danny, have you heard of a breakfast shot?
Yes, I have. I don't think I've ever had one, though.
They have one called the cinnamon roll. They also have breakfast in bed. They have a cinnamon toast crunch and then an oatmeal cookie. But one of their shots, I think it's the Orange Star, which has vodka, triple sec, fresh squeezed orange juice, whipped cream, and I think a couple of slabs of bacon in it.
Do you trip.
Are you stirring the drink with the bacon?
It or doubles as a stir stick, sure.
Or are you trying to swallow the bacon like a shot?
Don't do that.
No, probably not. This place looks amazing.
Yeah, we should go.
When are they closing?
February 1st. We have less than a month now.
All right, next week.
All right, I'm
in. Let's go. Let's celebrate. I'm pretty sure I've been there just because the logo and the outside looks familiar. Because I used to live in the Wallingford area.
Yeah.
But it's been forever, so I'm definitely not helping their cause. All right, well, let's check it out. The Kraken, they ended up losing yesterday, but they lost in overtime. So the point streak continues for the team. That's now 10 games where they've gotten at least 1 point. And they played the Minnesota Wild, lost in overtime. They're playing again tomorrow, and I believe they're going to Carolina to play. So
let's go Kraken.
And the weekend of sports is happening, man. We get the NFL wild card round. That's going to have 5 games this weekend. I think a lot of us will be watching the Rams take on the Panthers. That's on Fox. The Packers are taking on the Bears. That one's on Amazon. So you got to pull out your Amazon app for that bad boy. And then on Sunday, Bills and Jaguars. You got the 49ers and Eagles and Chargers taking on the Patriots.
It's very exciting times.
So go Jaguars, right?
Sure.
Not Jaguars. Go Panthers.
Sure.
I get all these exotic animals confused. Yeah, sure. As far as weather, hitting a high of 49 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. That is the DMV, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.